Carolina.
Tagubin, hello, friend, and greetings again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm so glad you've joined us again today as we're continuing in our study of the importance of reading God's Word. How that reading the written Word of God will set you free from the bondage of sin, from the control and dominion of sin. Reading the Word of God teaches about the living Word, who delivers us from sin, its control, and its dominion, who gives us victory over the power of sin, and who will deliver us from the presence of sin. Oh, yes, beloved, how wonderful it is to have this treasure of the Word of God, to be able to read it and to meditate upon it and to learn about God's will, plan, and purpose for each child of God, for each individual who has put their faith and trust in Christ and has accepted Him as Savior. And, of course, it does reveal God's will for the unbeliever, which is that he might repent and open his heart and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Christ as Savior and be born again. Well, we're in 1 Corinthians 15, if you'll get your Bible and turn over there, and we'll look again at this passage of Scripture as we're talking about the second Adam. The first Adam was a type and a picture of the Adam who was to come. And that second Adam, as we've already seen, is the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's begin again with 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And verse 45, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the Lord from heaven. And so we see the second Adam is the Lord Jesus Christ. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, verse 48. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, and we have, all of us in our physical earthly body, have borne the image of Adam, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. Now we're back to the mystery again, before we got sidetracked concerning the word sleep. And so we're back to the mystery again. He says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Now remember, Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. He's writing to those who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. He's writing to those who have accepted the Lord as their Savior and have been born again. And so he's writing to us. He's writing to me. And he's writing to you if you're a child of God and a believer. And he says, we shall not all sleep. Now, all of us know of believers who have, that is, their bodies have gone to sleep. their body has gone to the grave, and they've been buried, but that is, their body's been buried, but they have departed to be with Christ, which is far better. Now you say, well, how do you know they've gone to be with Christ? Pardon me. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And if you'll notice in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, what Paul says. Now, we're going to get back to 1 Corinthians 15 in a minute. And I know we keep getting sidetracked, and you wonder if we're ever going to finish 1 Corinthians 15. But we will, beloved. This is the wonderful thing about studying the Word of God. You see, there's so many wonderful gems of truth hidden in passages of Scripture. And that's why, as you study the Word of God, you learn to compare Scripture with Scripture. And you learn to go from one passage of Scripture to another passage of Scripture that illuminates and enlightens our understanding of the first passage of Scripture. And so here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. That is, an eternal body. For in this we groan. And isn't that the truth? In this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle, this earthly fleshly body, made in the image of Adam, in this tabernacle we groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing, God saved us for this purpose, is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest, and there's that word earnest again, that means the guarantee of the Holy Spirit. You see, that guarantee of the indwelling Holy Spirit not only is the guarantee of eternal life, but it's the guarantee of a glorified body. It's the guarantee of a house that is awaiting us, a house that will be from heaven, a heavenly house. And notice what he says. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest or the guarantee of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we're always confident, knowing that whilst we're at home with the body, we're absent from the Lord. That is, our physical presence is absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We're confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Now, do you see what Paul wrote here? Pardon me. He said, I would rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Because that's what this sleep of the body of the believer is. The believer, when his body goes to sleep, or we call it death, when he dies, he goes into the presence of the Lord. And that's where all saints that you and I know of who have died, that's where they are. They're with the Lord. They're present with the Lord. Verse 9, wherefore we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him, for we must all appear at the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Yes, we're all going to have to give an account of the life we've lived here upon earth. And we're going to have to give an account of the things we've done since we've become a child of God, whether it was good or bad. We're going to have to give an account of it at the judgment seat of Christ, not of our sin, but of the results of the life we've lived and the works and the result of those works. We will be rewarded or lose rewards accordingly. And so we see, beloved, this glorious future for the child of God. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. An instantaneous transition that will take place. And how glorious that will be. And so back over in 1 Corinthians 15, behold, I show you a mystery. we shall not all sleep. That is, all believers are not going to, their bodies go to sleep in the grave. All believers are not going to die. Some are going to be, well, what does he say? But we shall all be changed. Now notice that. He says, we shall all be changed. Well, that is, we'll be done away with the corruptible and put on incorruption. For that's what he said in verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. He's talking about something marvelous here. Verse 52, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying which is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Victory, beloved, over death, hell, and the grave. Yes, beloved, death for the child of God is simply going to sleep and awakening in the presence of the Lord. The old body goes to sleep. You and I go to be with Jesus if we know Him as our Savior. Oh, what a wonderful truth. What a wonderful mystery this is going to be at the resurrection of the righteous, the resurrection of believers, when these physical bodies are going to be resurrected and in an instant changed and given glorified bodies like Jesus had when He arose from the grave. Oh, beloved, you see, there's so many wonderful things to grasp and to get a hold of and to meditate upon in the Word of God. This is why it is so needful that you and I get into the Word, that we study the Word, that we meditate upon the Word, and that we learn these glorious truths about our future. That's what we're talking about. This is what's ahead of you and I who know Jesus as our Savior. This is some of our glorious future that God has planned for us. And so, beloved, we've just begun to live. I mean, we've just begun to have this glorious future laid out before us. We who've accepted Jesus have eternal life. We're never going to die. The body will, but I'm not going to die. I'm going to live forever. Till next time, goodbye.